just want to say what's going on over here. We had this discussion last week about being wealthy, and also about every Yid has an element of Lishmo in himself. That's what we discussed last week. Pashas Truma, right? Fine. The next thing we want to go into is the thing of the about the Sikh of Chav Chas Nissen, which is Rabbi Yitzchak knows very well. We worked on this together for a long time. The Sikh of Chav Chas Nissen, Rabbi Zalman, you're here. Let me just give you an introduction what's going on over here. The Sikh of Chav Chas Nissen, everyone knows, the Sikh which everyone knows. Do we know what prompted the Rebbe to say the Sikh of Chav Chas Nissen? Yes, we all know. The Rebbe, you want to bring a Mashiach Tovshin Yod, etc. So this is something we all know. Is there anything specific what prompted the Sikh at that time? So we also know there was the Mechemes HaMifritz, etc., etc. Now, nevertheless, when you look at the Rebbe's Sikha there, the Rebbe says very, very clearly why he's speaking at this Sikha at this moment. Now, and what we're always going to say is, which is the Lecher included there, implied in the Rebbe's Sikha, the Rebbe is speaking because of the Nisim of Mechemes HaMifritz. Very good. But when you talk about the Nisim of Mechemes HaMifritz, when you speak to any Lubavitch, and Mechemes HaMifritz is a Gulf War. Okay. The Gulf War then. So, when we speak about the Nisim of Mechemes HaMifritz, everyone's going to tell us it's the fact that the scars had fallen and that Yisrael then for etc., etc., no one was hurt. And that is the Nisim and the Flores Mechemes HaMifritz, which the Rebbe is focusing on in that period of time. But if you look at the Rebbe's Sichas, you will see that the Rebbe may be focusing on that, but the Rebbe is focusing more on something else. And what is it? The first, regards to the Nisim of this, regards to the Scud missiles, there's only one line in the Rebbe's, all the Sichas from after the war, from after Purim, till the Sikh of Chav Chas Nissen, till the Sichas we have today, there's only one line in the Not Mugadika Sicha, which doesn't even appear in any of the Mugadika Sichas, about the specific situation of scuds falling in Eretz Yisrael. There's one line. The Rebbe is talking about something else there. All around the Mechemes HaMifritz, but not so much on the scud missiles. In the first letter the Rebbe wrote, which is the letter the Rebbe wrote, Berach Chof Heyada, I think it was, yeah? There the Rebbe writes, he mentions Eretz Yisrael, including in everything else. What is the Rebbe focusing on? He's focusing more on the Goyim. And only that, the Rebbe in the letter, in Chodesh Adar, keeps on saying, we'll have all of this. We'll have all of this when we get to it. He keeps on saying that he's expecting bigger miracles. And when it comes to Chodesh Nissan, the Rebbe is mefeirish emphasizing that these bigger miracles that he was expecting are now developing. And then you have two days before the Sikhul Chav Chas Nissan, where the Rebbe gives as a yichidus, the Rebbe goes to the ganze riches, a mugidike yichidus, goes to the ganze riches about the niflois, and the Rebbe says we should be dancing besimcha, because we'll be as Mashiach as a result of these niflois. The Rebbe Taich says very clearly what he states, the Rebbe says very clearly what niflois he's talking about. He's not talking about the thing what happened in Chodesh Adar. And he's talking about something which happened in Chodesh Nissan. And what happened to Chodesh Nissan, the Rebbe says, that Saddam gave back a few captives to America, and he revealed money which was not known. These two things, the Rebbe says, in the Rebbe's words, the Eibish Totzich Megale Given. The Rebbe says, it's above Teva, it's above Ness. The Eibish Teva was in Megale himself. And this comes, the Sikh of Chof Chas Nissen, the Rebbe starts up on the same thing which he spoke 2 days earlier. He starts speaking about the Nifloys, the Rebbe said these Nifloys are greater than, it's greater than Nifloys Gdolis. We always know that what's going to happen in Yom Mashiach is going to be Nifloys Gdolis. Here the Rebbe says these Nifloys outdo Nifloys Gdolis. What are the Nifloys? That Saddam gave back a few captives to America and he revealed money which wasn't known. These are the Nifloys, and there's something also regards Russia. But in the gates of Mechemes HaMifritz, this is what the Rebbe says. So the question is, here the Rebbe says, the Rebbe explains, right in the very first letter, the Rebbe explains, that the Nisim, then Chodesh Adar, is above the Nisim of Purim. And then the Rebbe in Chodesh Nisim continues to glorify these Nisim, how they're higher and higher and higher. And what are the Ness here? That Saddam gave a few captives back to America. So, how do we understand it? So this is, the Nekuda is, that there's a general hanoch we have to understand about Niflaus Gdolus, the Rebbe's been speaking about all the years, about Gilul Lekus in this world of Niflaus Gdolus, which we the Rebbe's been speaking about, and what happens is, we sort of take it as something above us. When we'll take the Rebbe's words about Niflaus Gdolus, or Gilul Lekus, etc., with not as something above us, we will see it clearly what the Rebbe means. And this is the reason why, I put this together. This is about the Gilul Lekus and Deir HaShvi'i. The special Nekuda that Rebbe is bringing about Gilul Lekus in Deir HaShvi'i. This is just to explain what is coming up about the Niflaus Gdolus that Rebbe is talking about. And also to explain that what we discussed last week about every Yid can be wealthy, etc., etc. Every Yid has an element of Lishmo in himself. And so that's it. So we're talking about the Gilul Lekus with Rebbe, the Nekuda in Gilul Achsidus with Rebbe's Mekadosh in Deir HaShvi'i. I just want to bring it out. And the Nekuda is that it's not abstract, it's very practical, it's something which is, we can relate to practically, and not only that, this is the biggest Nekuda is, the very fact that we take the Rebbe's, this is the Nekuda we want to bring out, the very fact we take the Rebbe's Nekuda in Gilul Lekus, he said the Chiddush of Deir HaShvi'i, in Teres Hachsidus, we take it as a Nekuda and a Tif Nekuda, something abstract. They have all the Giluim of all the Rebbeim, the Chul of the Rebbeim, and Hans the Rebbe outdoes everything. The moment we take this as an abstract, we're losing the point. Because it's not abstract. The very Geder, the Geder of the Inyan, what the Rebbe is driving with Teres Chassidus, the whole, the Ganze Deir HaShvi'i, the whole drive of the Rebbe with the Gilul Chassidus Deir HaShvi'i, to say that this is not, it loses. We once had a very nice, comfortable definition for Lekus, that Lekus is above us. It's abstract. It's Lemaile Shlila. The Rebbe is telling you it's not Shlila. It's Chiyuv. It's not abstract. It's practical. And that is an Akuda. And so once we get to this, we'll see the Rebbe is saying this. This will sort of make sense out of everything. So this is basically the Inyan. So here we're starting here. We go here. There's a first quote here on line number one. This quote is a Chelik Yud Ches. The reason why I brought this quote, because this is a very practical quote of the Rebbe, which is written mamish to the Pshuti Amcha, which is written mamish to, let's see, we could say, the lowest of the lowest. People have shyness in the Lekus. So here, and the Rebbe writes this letter. I'm going to take this letter here, where the Rebbe is writing to the mamish, to the lowest of the lowest, and see how it falls in line with the Gilul Chassidus, the Giluim, with the Rebbe's being Megal and Teres Chassidus. We're going to see how it falls exactly in line. So this is the Nekuda here. Here, this letter here, in Chelik Yud Ches, there's a very well-known letter which the Rebbe writes I have a footnote one by one. I bring the loss on the Rebbe here. That the answer Shaila, this is someone writes to the Rebbe. Someone is named Damil. Damil is someone from Eretz Yisrael writing to the Rebbe. That is there any way we can prove there is an Eibishter without any shadow of doubt? Right? This is their question. And the Rebbe, can we prove that Matthias is Eibishter without any shadow of doubt? This is going back in Tovshin Yud Ches, in the early years of the Rebbe's Nesias, when the Rebbe was introducing a Lekus into the world, and here the Rebbe Rabavitch Chabad is promoting an Eibishter to the Mitzvahs. So they're asking, can you really prove there's an Eibishter? It's a very, very famous letter. It's been printed already many years. It's been printed in many places. It's one of the basic letters about Munis Hashem on this subject from the Rebbe. So the Rebbe goes in a whole Arichas and explains, yes, there is Matan Torah, the proof. Everyone knows the letter. I'm sure you all know the letter. It's a letter, Matan Torah is a proof. You all know it. Okay, fine. After that letter, the Rebbe sent a second letter. It was a few days later. And then the second letter, the Rebbe writes, I didn't want to bring this up front, because you're going to say that in the first, you're going to say that I'm sort of excusing, I'm sort of avoiding the subject, not answering your question. That's why I didn't bring it up. But now I want to appeal with you. This is the Rebbe writes to them. On another level. And this is what the Rebbe explains them. Here you have it on line one. Here the Rebbe writes this, Nekuda, that by a person, Bechlal, what affects a person's decision, the mindset of a person is not affected so much by logic, but that by his feelings, his attitude. In other words, we may consider ourselves as logical people. We make logical decisions. Said the Rebbe, no, it's not the logic which affects the mindset, it's the attitude. So the same thing. If you want to know about the Eibishter, whether there is Eibishter or not, if you want to take it with cold logic, let's say it better, the fact that you have doubts whether there is an Eibishter or not is not coming from cold logic, because you want to understand it with logic. It's your
attitude to religion and generally that you may not, whatever, it's your attitude which is placing doubts in you. And therefore, in order to get the doubts out of yourself, you have to change your attitude. It's your attitude which is affecting your logical decision more than the logic itself. This is what the Rebbe sends to them. And then the Rebbe continues to say in the letter, therefore, I advise you, whatever, you have to take the letter, it's a very, the Rebbe says, I advise you, get involved more. You have young energy, these are young people, young energy. Get involved in doing positive activity, and things will fall in line by themselves. Your doubts will sort of remove by themselves, okay? So this is what the Rebbe writes to them, okay? So now, what the Rebbe is saying here, he is talking about the Rebbe, talking about the mamish, someone has is doubting Elokus, and what does it say? The Hachro, the decision, the clarity that there is an Eibishter comes not so much from logic, but from your attitude, right? Fine? And we all probably know this from experience, right? But it doesn't make a difference. This is what the Rebbe says, right? Now this is just, by the way, these words the Rebbe writes, I just know from personal experience, I've learned it with, going back and back many years back, going in yeshiva, that it always appealed to people, this argument to the Rebbe, it's not like the students always seeing to think that it's their logic which is their which is going to determine their belief. No, it's not your logic, it's your attitude. So this argument that the Rebbe represents over here sort of falls very well with people. Okay, now once we have this letter, this letter where the Rebbe is writing about the lowest shy historicus from someone to have a doubt, let's take this now to Taylor Subsidus. Here you have now, I put a number one, something which everyone knows, the Chassidus, the inyan that Machshavtan Yisrael Kodem L'Chol Dovar Gam L'Torah. Machshavtan Yisrael before Torah. So now, what does it mean? Okay, when you say Machshavtan Yisrael Kodem L'Chol Dovar also the Torah, you can understand it as this. I'm talking about the Eibishter. In the Eibishter, there's a Torah which we do not know of, because it's above us. And then there's Yisrael, which is above Torah, which is even higher than that. So what is Machshavtan Yisrael Kodem L'Chol Dovar? It's talking about something up there about the Eibishter. That's one way of understanding it. But you can also understand it similar to, just in slightly see some similarity with the letter that Rebbe says before, that there's a Machshavtan Yisrael Kodem L'Chol Dovar Gam L'Torah. We, our understanding of the Eibishter, we're now talking about Chassidus, not about doubting Elokus. Hasogus Elokus. Our Hasogus Elokus comes from Torah. Says the Rebbe that the Machshavtan Yisrael, our Shaykhus to Torah, let's say to Torah's Chassidus, our Havona and Sogin Elokus, is more affected by our Metzias than by our Havona in Elokus, by our attitude. You see the comparison? Kodem the our Hasoga Hakor in Elokus. How, of course, they have the understanding of Gavla Sabera, Flaw Sabera, etc., etc., everything we learn in Chassidus will be more affected by our own self, Yisrael, more than the Torah would affect us. Our learning about the Holocaust would affect us. Huh? Mechshavtan Shal Yisrael, it comes before Torah. Okay, let's leave it. I'm saying, we'll soon come back to it. Let's leave it like this. Then there's another thing. There's a thing which says in Chassidus, which is brought up from a Gemara. Reb David, are you with it? You should. Why not? Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, so now, here the Gemara says in Subis, there's something which is brought in Chassidus very loud. G'dayla Maisa Tzadikim Yisa Mi Maisa Shemayim Oretz. The Maisa Tzadikim is greater than Maisa Shemayim Oretz, right? So what does the Chassidus explain? That the Bittul, the Yidden do in this, affect this world with Bittul Hayesh, the Bittul of the world to the Eibishter, Bittul Hayesh La'ayin, the Gilui Elokus, which is accomplished through Bittul Hayesh La'ayin, which is done through Tzadikim, which is done through Yisrael, is greater than the Gilui Elokus, which was brought about through the Maisa Shemayim Baruch, through the creation of the world. When the Eibishter created the world, was his Savas Yesh Me'ayin. Savas Yesh Me'ayin is the biggest ployim. The Koyach Ha'atzmus, where is Koyach Ha'atzmus revealed? In his Savas Yesh Me'ayin, right? In creating Yesh Me'ayin. That was Koyach Ha'atzmus, says Chassidus, that Maisei Tzadikim, that when we take the world and take the Yesh and Mavatl to the Ayin, we have a greater Gila Nekos than Maisei, than Maisei Shemayim Baruch.
Why say about Tzadikim?
Tzadikim means Klal Yisrael. Okay.
What? You're saying, Mavatl Yesh,
So we're going to come to it, and we want to have the Gilui Kecha Beira. We're going to come to it. When we learn, we're going to come to it. We're learning Chassidus about Gilui Lekus of Esavos Olamos. When we do the Aveda B'Poel, which is not prompted Dafka by logic, by Machshavton Shal Yisrael, the Kudus HaRegish, which Yid has, the Bittel Tzum Rebbe, there's more Gilui Lekus. Gilui Lekus then through our Avona and Sogan Chassidus. We're soon going to get to it. Or better said, when we take the mice of a pearl and we do what Chassidus says, it's more Gilui than through understanding of Lekus. We'll soon get to it. Now, here's another thing. Here we have, and this Nekuda of the bringing the Lekus through the mice of a pearl is very, very clearly brought out in of the Eretz Shvi. This is where we see the Rebbe said that the whole Hasoga of Lekus is not limited to Hasoga, but care that the Hasoga of Lekus comes dafka through the mice of a pearl. And this is what we're going to get. And then not the Gilui Lekus stam, the Hasoga in the Lekus comes through the mice of a pearl. In other words, let's put it in other words. There always wasn't Teres of Chassidus, it was two things. There's a void in our scholar. It could be a big maskil. If you don't bring it, the Chassidus always said, you can be a very big maskil. If you don't bring it in the Veda, you're lacking in your scholar, lacking in your course, you're lacking a lot. But nevertheless, it's shaykh that you could be a maskil, and not a regular thing with Novak Chassidim is Chassidim more maskilim, and the Chassidim more aibdim. The Nekuda of Gilui Lekus, the Rebbe's Megal and Teres Shvi, the Nekuda of the Gilui comes through Aveda, through Bitla Yashlayim, which is not through a scholar. And therefore, this nitchayich to be a maskil in this inyan, if you do not do it by Aveda. Now this we're going to see very far, that where does the person get the Avon of Akora, the Hasogin, what the Rebbe is saying, through Aveda, the two things, as a scholar and Aveda, two separate things that doesn't exist over here. Because the Rebbe is being Megala the Lekus of Teile Maise Tzadikim. Just like the Rebbe writes to them that your attitude has more effect than your logic, explains also to our succeeding that our Avon in what the Rebbe is telling us in Agile Giluim, we're learning the Mamon of the Rebbe, the Sikhs of the Rebbe, if we're not identifying that this, what the Rebbe is saying, is a get and avoida, you're not on a positive scholar, whatever, it's lacking. We'll get to it soon.
The scholar is not a scholar.
It does not make sense. If you understand it as an abstract scholar, which once upon a time it could be done with Chassidus, you were able to do it, because Chassidus was talking about Rukus Lamaila, so you could understand it as Rukus Lamaila, and if you, how much you brought it up was dependent, brought it into a Veda B'Poel, was dependent on an individual person. So if, it would always be better to bring it to Aveda, be more Sholem, except for all the different things, doesn't make a difference. But it was two, it is a Kud of Seichel and a Kud of Meisel, a Kud of Seichel and a Kud of Aveda. Here by the Rebbe, you can't take it as two Gdorim, because the Gilui Lekus is through the Meisel. And that is a Gedder of the Haskalah. The Haskalah is a Meisel, this is what we're going to get to. See, now
You're talking about the Inyan Ruchni.
You can understand the Ruchnis. How much you bring the Ruchnis into yourself and you avoid it depends on each person individually. But you can understand Ruchnis. You can stand Hafshota, Mufshat Memtsiyas at Gashmi. It's all things a person can understand with Seichel. When you're talking about the Gilui Lekus, in the Metzius of Olam Hazeh, which is there in every web you're learning the Rebbe's Mamorim, the Rebbe's Sichos, the Rebbe keeps on talking about the Chibur of Elyon and Tachton, whatever it is, or Yesh and Niver, Yesh and Miti, here is Nitzayich to the Etzem is Begilui, whatever it is. It's not trying to differentiate between Haskol and Aveda. If you're taking it as a scholar, put it in these words. If you're sitting down and learning a mind of the Rebbe, and you do not ask the question to yourself, so why am I not seeing a Lekus? But the Rebbe tells you the Mazbe, the Chibur of the Tach, and the Elyon is to go together. You have both in Yonim, Elyon. The Rebbe explains always, there's a mile of Elyon, a mile of Lamata, a mile of Lamata, a mile. When the Rebbe says you have both, so, Why am I not seeing Elokos? Let's leave it for now. That you can now, when the Rebbe tells you how Kus is affecting everything from every dimension, is Kus is affecting everything. Also, Mitzadin Yoni Shalatachten, if Kus is affecting me, Mitzadin Yoni Shalatachten, the Shaila is why am I not seeing Elokos? So you cannot learn it as a Haskalah without realizing that it must affect my Avodah. We'll get to it soon. Let's take it.
So it was good for previous time, but not for now.
Today, once upon a time, you talk about Lukus, as it's not in the season.
You can't even understand the Musuk of Chibur and Elion Tachtin if you're going to take it as something that's removed from you, because the whole idea of Chibur and Elion Tachtin is that it's attached to you.
Tachtin is me.
If it has to relate to you, so you're talking about something that's Elikus is relating directly to you and trying to take yourself out of it. You can't take yourself out of it.
Yeah. Now, just one more premise. So the union of, you have your good Gimel Ikrim, right? So the first Ikir, the Munim in the Eidishtah, right? And what are the Ikir Ayud Beis? The Ikir Ayud Beis is the Munim Mashiach. So let me ask you a very positive shayla. What is a great Gil Elikus? In the Munim of the Eidishtah, the Munim Mashiach? So the shayla is very, the simple answer is very posh. The zikr of the Munim Mashiach is much greater. Because when you're thinking about the Eibishter, which that would be Oysa Shemaim V'Oreh, it's Eibishter made the Shemaim V'Oreh, so you believe in the Eibishter. So you're believing in the Eibishter, but it's not part of your life, it's not you. You don't. I believe in the Eibishter. When you're saying the Inyan, the Munim Mashiach, I believe the Eibishter is going to transfer my life, change my life, and go and make the whole world different. The Eibishter is going to affect my life. Of course, that is a much greater moon. It's not only I'm believing in the Eibishter. I'm believing that the Eibishter, which I already know about, is actually going to change my whole life. So, of course, the Ikir Ayud base includes the Ikir Ayud the first Ikir. It also adds my involvement in this Ikir, which is this the same thing with the Gemara we just said, that Doyle Maisa Tzadikim Maisa Shemaim Ba'aretz. Maisa Shemaim Ba'aretz is the Eibishter created the Shemaim Ba'aretz. The fact that Doyle Maisa Tzadikim, we bring the Eibishter into this world, of course, it's much greater Gilei Elokus. The Poshto Dach. Okay, these are very Poshto things. So now I'm going to skip on these two pieces. We're going to get back to it later. I want to go right away to the Inyan, which, we just learned with him. He's here on page number 3. Yeah? So here you have, this is the Sikh of the Rebbe in Tov Shinun. But in Tov Shinun, the Rebbe, Rebbe, are you with it? Or? In Tov Shinun, the Rebbe was speaking about Das Talmud comes Das Rav. Das Talmud comes, unites. Das Talmud comes completely together with Das Rav. This is what Rebbe was speaking about in Tov Shinun. And here in the Sikh is Arboim Shana. Right. And the Rebbe is explaining then Yedias Hashlila comes Yedias Achil. So this is what the Rebbe was speaking about then. So there the Rebbe brought out many Nekudas, which the Rebbe actually been speaking about them all the years. But then, Tov Shinun, the Rebbe brought out in very good, clear oasis, which he never really explained this, brought it out so well. He brought it out then in Tov Shinun. And so here we have the first quote, which is actually, this was Shabbos Bereishis Tov Shinun, which is actually following a sikha from Shabbat Pasha in the Tomei Yelech, where the Rebbe was masbir the whole thing bar chava gdoila. So here in this sikha, the Rebbe is not masbir it in such a chava, but he actually says here a few words which he didn't say in that sikha from the Tomei Yelech. So what did the Rebbe say here? The Rebbe here is quoting from Samach Vav, and this was the whole, the Rebbe is quoting from Samach Vav, as in Samach Vav it says, you learn in the Samach Vav, this is by, a chedesh sum of other thing. Yeah, it's a chedesh sum of love. So it says over there, you're talking about Gilei Elokus, so there's madregas, many madregas, Gilei Elokus. Then you have Eirin Sof, which is the highest madrega Elokus. That's bleak wool, etc. And then some of Bobby says, over then there is the Inyan of Atzmus, who's above everything. So what is the Inyan of Atzmus? So he explains, and some above that, the Atzmus is Shlilis Hachiyuv. You have the words on line 7 and 8. At the end of line 7, going over to line 8. The Atzmus is Shlilis Hachiyuv or Shlilis Hashlila. That means, what do you mean Shlilis Hachiyuv or Shlilis Hashlila? That means Atzmus is not. So the most simple way to explain it would be, Chiyuv is Mamalo Kalamin. Things that we know, Gvul is Chiyuv. gvul, that's something we can recognize. That's chiyuv. That's gvul. Mamalakalam. Shlule is bli gvul. Right? Sevu kolam. What is B? Shlule is achiyuv and shlule is achshlila. Shlule is achiyuv and shlule is achshlila is the Eibishter is not gvul and he's not bli gvul. He's not, so there's no way we can define the Eibishter. Right? So that could be the chayra. That would be the highest and best description we can have about the Eibishter. He's not this, and he's not even the shlila of this. He's not, we can't relate to the Eibishter at all. There's no way we can define the Eibishter. That would be the best way to describe the Eibishter, the chayra. That is what he says in Samach Vav. So the Rebbe says, the Eibishter here, you read on line 7, the Eibishter is above all of these in Yonim. He's also above this what it says in Samach Vav, the Eibishter is shlilas achiyuv and shlilas hashlila. The Eibishter is above that also. Now, what does that mean, the Eibishter is above that? We just now said the Eibishter is not this, and he's not also not this, he's shlilas achiyuv and shlilas hashlila. What do you mean he's above that? So we're going to get to that. So you have the same thing in Mishpatim Tov Shinon Aleph. The Rebbe is saying the same thing on line 13. It says here, he brings the same thing about it. Again, you read it in line 13, the Eibishter is shlila of shlilas ha-shlila. You can't even say the shlilas of, to say the Eibishter is shlilas ha-chim, shlilas ha-shlila, you can also not say that on the Eibishter. And then the Rebbe adds, he's even above that also. Even that, above that, what I just now said. And the Rebbe on line 15 and 16 says it repeats over the same thing again. Right? So what now? When you say the Eibishter, what does the Rebbe mean when he says that the Eibishter is not shlilas hashlila? What does he mean? The Nekuda is very simply. Of course, when he says the Samach Vav, the Eibishter is shlilas achiyuv, shlilas hashlila, that is the highest description we can give. But there's one Nekuda here. What have you said? You've said that I know nothing about the Eibishter. So you've said I know nothing about the Eibishter. He's not this and he's not this. So I know nothing at all about the Eibishter. I have no asog and no akkad on the Eibishter. So what have you done? You have put, let's say, the Eibishter as a certain entity that I've removed myself from the Eibishter. And that is not the union of Atzmus. Atzmus is that I am aware of him also. The fact you say that I don't know about him, however high the description may be, that is not Atmos. Atmos is I'm aware about him also. Right? Say no. Now, we have here an example. I just bring one.
What, the Agar Satinet?
We're soon going to get to it. I'm going over till the end of Bechira, then I think I'm going to stop and we'll leave it for next week, yeah? So now, I want one more example. You have a Sikha Pasha Tetzaba. I'm just bringing this Sikha because it's such an amazing Sikha. It's a topic which everyone knows. And here the Rebbe says it in a new angle, which is mind boggling. So here you have, the Rebbe, here this Sikha Pasha Tetzaba. Now we know year after year, the Rebbe takes us. The Pasha Atav Tzava does not mention Moshe's name. So the Rebbe always brings out, even though it doesn't mention Moshe's name, nevertheless, you have the Etzem of Moshe, which is the Bav Shem, right? Here in Tov Shinon Aleph, the Rebbe is Behemshech, the Rebbe spoke the Sikh of Mishpatim. Behemshech, this we just had from the Sikh of Mishpatim. So it's the same type of same Mahalach HaMachshava. So the Rebbe says, look in the lines 17 to 19, the Rebbe says, what do you say? It doesn't say Moshe in this parasha. It says Ve'ata. Ve'ata is more Moshe than saying the Moshe's name. It's his etzem. So what the Rebbe usually uses as an answer, he says that the shame is not here. But we have, nevertheless, even though you don't have his shame, you have something which is higher, which is the etzem. Now the Rebbe is using it as part of the question. If you have the etzem, so you have more than the shem. So Moshe, what do you mean when you say that Moshe is not mentioned in the parasha? So the Rebbe explains that Moshe is not the name and is not the etzem. And this is very similar to what we were doing before. Very similar to what we said before about we're talking about the Eibishter. He's not the name and he's not the etzem. What is it? Moshe is when I'm aware, let's say, of Moshe's, I'm aware how Moshe is affecting me. As long as I'm speaking about Moshe, as a God, as a man of Yisrael, I'm speaking about something which is beyond me, above me. That is Nishta Metzius of Moshe. The Metzius of Moshe is that Moshe, my life is affected by Moshe. And that Rebbe says is Murumis in the Vav of the Atom. Let's not go into the whole thing. But in the same, you see in the same Nekuda where the Rebbe is talking about Etzem, we take Etzem. What is the Chesaron of Etzem? When you're talking about Chesaron of Etzem, this is Punkt in Nekuda, which we were saying earlier. You're talking about Etzem is something you are judging something, you're thinking about something. I am thinking about the Eibishter.
Which is not Shaychus, Steve.
I'm thinking about the Eibishter. That's the get of our scholar is, a scholar thinks about different objects, different things. So I'm thinking about the Eibishter. So when I think about the Eibishter, where do I come? I come to the conclusion. The Eibishter is different than everything else. The Eibishter, Nishtas, Nishtas, he's not Chiv, he's not Shlila. So the Eibishter is different than everything else. So what, but that is all because I'm approaching the Eibishter from a approach of a scholar, a Seichel. So I'm thinking about the Eibishter. Then the good Rebbe is saying is the Eibishter is not describable. You cannot describe him as not this and not this. No, the Eibishter is that is why I'm aware of the Eibishter, and that is the Eibishter. It's not something which is beyond me. It's part of me. So you can. So this is brought out. You look at in the Sikh of the Tzaveh. You look in the last paragraph. Explains that the Va'ata, the Vav, and how it affects the Ata. That the Vav of Ata refers to the Moshe, how he's affecting, how he's above Etzem. But nevertheless, that changes the whole Etzem. The Etzem actually something which associates with me. Okay, but let's go now. How does this translate itself in Metzius L'Poel? So here we have, and we'll leave with this, because I think, we'll leave with this.
Page.
Page 4. Here you're going to have, here, the Rebbe talks about, the Inyan of Bechira. So now, here the Rebbe adds a Shaila of page 4, lines 17 to 20. Here the Rebbe is asking a Shaila, something we went through this once already, several times, that how can we be guaranteed the good is going to come? The good depends on our Torah mitzvahs, and our Torah mitzvahs is a Yisod Gadol in the Torah is our Bechira Chavshis. Our own choice, we choose whether to do Torah mitzvahs or not. So if so, what are the guarantees that God is going to come? Maybe we'll never do tshuva. We'll never do Torah mitzvahs. What's the guarantee that God is going to come? So the Rebbe says, this is in the Chelek Gimel. You have a different way, different, so the Rebbe explained this in different ways in different places. So in Chelek Gimel, the Rebbe says, we may have bechira, but the ultimate objective of Torah mitzvahs, to bring the Gula, that cannot be changed. Right? That's what the Rebbe says. Now the question goes right away. Just, I mean, this is what the Rebbe is addressing. It's not a question on the Rebbe. This is the question what the Rebbe is addressing. But we have to understand what the Rebbe is saying. What do you mean the ultimate objective cannot be changed? If we have Bechira, who guarantees? Maybe the ultimate objective also will be changed. Maybe we'll never meet it. Maybe we'll never choose to listen to Hashem. It all depends on our Bechira. So how can it be guaranteed the ultimate objective will be met? It's a good question, Major. Fine. So here you have, on the next thing, on lines 21 to 25, where the Rebbe brings it out even in a different way, in a maimah, hachedish. It's a maimah which everyone knows. It's a very pop, it's a man, the poshak shmaka maimah. Here the Rebbe is talking, it says here, that Yidin b'seif, hafticha teira, the teira promise, that Yidin are going to do tshuva b'seif gulusan. So the Rebbe explains here, doing tshuva has to be done with b'chir chavshiv of the person. Doing tshuva has to be done with b'chir chavshiv of the person. So, person, how come, if it's come from my Bechira Chavshis, how can it be if Ticha Teira? Right? So Rebbe says, when I have the Bechira Chavshis, I have an awareness that it's the Teira prompting me to make this choice. Now, this is what Rebbe says here. You can look inside. The Hergish, we have the Hergish of the Teira is affecting me. So here the Shaila goes, right, the same Shaila remains. What is it what Rebbe is saying here? If it's me, my choice, what do you mean the Torah? If it's a Torah affecting me, it's not my choice. If it's my choice, where can the guarantee be that I will actually do it? What are the Nekudas HaTeretz is?
Aren't we one with the Torah?
But yeah, what do you mean? But you're one with the Torah.
He's a Chetz with the Torah, no?
But then, so what Okay, then you are. I mean, am I one with the Torah? I'm saying I have Pchirus Chofshis to listen to the Torah or not to listen to the Torah. So now you're telling me I'm one with the Torah. The Torah would only, I mean, look, we're talking about, the Rebbe's taking apart, it's very clear. The Rebbe talks about here. The Rebbe's saying it very clearly here. He's saying it very clearly. That, Hiftichat Torah, it's coming, you look, you know, lines 22 to 23. Hagam chachuves b'chzeine b'chirotzen. Tshuva is coming from his rotzen b'chira. Save Yisrael as a tshuva. Asiv avedis Yisrael. Not like the kruzim. This avedis tshuva comes from kruzim. It's coming from the yid. And if tichat teira. So how did it go? It's one, but how if... So the answer is what you're saying. The answer is, this is the nekuda. There is... This, we're talking about the Yid should always fear the Kvona of the Beira. As long as you talk about the Eibishter as Beira Olam, so you can, you're talking about the Eibishter as something you can understand with a scholar. When you're talking about Deila Maisis Tzaddikim of doing the Kvona of the Beira, in the Fetish you cannot understand it. This is a beyond Alek Dorf von Seichel. So, what is Avona in it? The Havon is, as the Metzias Bapoel, is that this is a Metzias Bapoel. The fact is, you see, today, people, on their own choice, are doing tshuva. Is in other words, or let's leave out the people today. When you say, let's take the Rambam itself, the words of the Maimon itself. The word of the Maimon says that the Metzias Bapoel will be that the Yid is going to have to do it from his own Bechira, and it's going to be affected by the Torah. Look, if it's affected by the Torah, it can be the Bechira. Apiseichel it cannot be. The Abish is a Gelemailem Megedem Aseichel. The Abish is Nimna Hamnim Noyes. But Mele, the Metzias Bapoel, this is what's going to be. So now, how do I come to the Havana, to Hakara, to understand, to appreciate this idea that I have an independent choice, and this choice is being affected by the Torah? How can I come to appreciate this idea of taking two opposites and putting them together? It's not through Haskalah, because this Haskalah makes no sense. If it's me, it can't be something else. You can't have, Haskalah does not go. It's a fact of reality which will happen. And nowadays, it's something which is happening. And therefore, I appreciate it like I appreciate every fact of reality. In other words, the mitzvah of Yesh, Ayesh HaNivra, it doesn't have to be we've gone through this many times, but to take the words of the Friedrich Rebbe. The Friedrich Rebbe says there's Seichel, there's Lamaila Mena Seichel, and Matam Mena Seichel. Lamaila Mena Seichel, we all know what that is in Siris Nefesh. Seichel, we also know we also know what it is. Lamatam Mena Seichel, we also know what it is. What's Lamatam Mena Seichel? I have a table over here. Am I comfortably aware that this table is here? Does it make logical sense? Is it logically sound to me that this table is here? Yes, it's logically sound. Why is it logically sound? I've never tried to understand it, and I can't understand it. I try to explain myself how this table is in existence. The Mitzvah said, yes, of this table is in existence. I wouldn't be able to understand it. It's not something required to understand. It doesn't require understanding because it's a fact of reality. A fact of reality is accepted in my mind, just like it's accepted, let's call it the Matana Seichel. It doesn't require understanding. The table's here, I am here, the chair's here. It goes along with my Seichel, but it doesn't require any understanding. It goes along, it's the Matana Seichel, it goes along automatically. It's automatic, the Matana Seichel, let's get all the Matana Seichel. A fact of reality does not have to be explained. It is accepted by the logic automatically. When the Torah is telling us, the fact of reality is Yidden will do tshuva from their own bechira, and they will be aware that they are being affected by the Torah, or you could say they're being affected by the Rebbe. Okay, whatever. Yeah. But anyway, they will be affected. They're aware that they're being affected by the Rebbe. It's a mitzvah pale. Logically, it does not make sense. If you're going to take it as a scholar, try to understand it. It's two opposites. There is no understanding. It's impossible to understand. It goes along with my seichel. Why? Because it's a fact of reality, like any other fact of reality. So therefore, this is an akud of gidei lekus, which is gdolei maaseh tzaddikim, which we do with the Ikra Yud Beis Gil of Mashiach, when we bring Alakus in Olam Hazeh, that we come to realize Alakus with the Hasoga, we learn this Maimer, we appreciate this concept, even though this concept makes no sense of Bisekhel at all, nevertheless we appreciate it affects us, has meaning to us. Why? Because we are talking about the reality of something which is going to happen, or is currently is happening. So the scholar is not required. So where is our scholar coming from? From the practical mysteries. It's not together from our scholar. The whole our scholar is coming from the practical, from the available pearl. That sort of goes along or not? I can leave it at this. I can just throw one more word, which will just maybe get you all. What?
That
the Rebbe does not have to. Well, this is what I just now said. You just explained that Nimna Hanam Noyes. You do not have to understand. It's a fact of reality. It's something. I don't have the actual words here, but it's some. Oh, there's a Sikha Pasha Tisa, which brings out the point very clearly about Machzis HaShekel. Yeah, but it's not. It doesn't require too much. It's you're learning it in Chassidus the whole time. Yesh Amiti, Yesh Nivra. You're learning it the whole time. It's part of me. Yesh Amiti. We talk about Atmos himself. It's Yesh Amiti. It's part of me. That we identify with it is as part of me, not as through Seichel. Okay, so something you're learning it actually the whole time.
Agav, the Rebbe is also explaining that this, that there's an avtoch, is not mitzad the fact that there is, ha mitzad akol tzopun bechira nesunah, but it's mitzad that the fact that the Ebishter knows what will be, and rather it's the avtoch itself, it's an actual avtoch.
Yeah. You bring up this point that it's not the same thing as Yediyah and Bechira, right? That the Bechlal Shaira is always Bechlal, which is discussed about Bechira, which is the Chayla, the old Shaira everywhere, is about, you said now, Yediyah knows I can be Bechira. So the difference, the way it's discussed in the Tesis Yom Tov, whatever the different things the Rebbe brings, then you have the way it's discussed and sits at a much higher level. The Rebbe has a new thing, which is this is the Mahalach of the Rebbe, which is the Sikh of Lech Lecha Kelek Hei, whichever. That it's what you just pointed out. It's not the idea. The Rebbe is talking about the Abish is choosing what you should do. He's Maftiach. He's affecting you. It's his Rotzen, and I'm doing it from my own choice. If it's Abish's Rotzen, how can it be my choice? So this is taken, this is a different question. It's not the union of Diyam Bechira. It just goes beyond that. It's Haftocha, Ham Bechira. The Ebbish is rotten, my fear, which is much higher. One more word, just to get you excited. Here the Sikha, the next thing here, the Sikha on page number 5 of Topshin Nun, about, here they're talking about the Inyan of the Gula is Behoiva, or the, I don't have the exact wording of the Sikh. You can look at it inside. So it's not, it's the Tzvi of the Gula Behoiva. And so now, okay. The Nekuda of the Rebbe says over here, I just to leave with the Kishmak of Ort. The Rebbe says over here, there comes a point, I'll go through it next week, but the point that the Rebbe is saying in this Sikh, there comes a point that Gula can be, there's some expectation from Gula. There's some expectation from Gula. That when we'll do, get ourselves ready and put ourselves together and we'll do Torah Mitzvot, we'll bring the Gula. So this is what all the Yidden, daily Israel, all the years used to give Kitzin, because they, through their insight, they saw that Yidden, their current situation, will fix themselves up, etc., etc. Within a certain amount of time, they'll be able to reach the Gula, like the Rebbe explains in the Chelikov test. That is the way Kitzin were always done. Here the Rebbe is explaining here, there comes a point where if you're expecting the Gula to come, it's not happening. Okay? All expectations, now these are my words, but we'll do it next week in the Sikha. All expectations for the Gula to come are over. It's over. Nevertheless, we are anticipating the Gula. So just put the Rebbe doesn't say it in the Sikha, but here you can use your own initiative. You can put it in writing yourself. We are all we're expecting the Gula. Basically, this means the effect that the Rebbe has upon us, right? That's just a side point. Anyways, nevertheless, we are all anticipating the Gula. So at this point, the Gula is no. If there would be some expectation, you could say the Gula is going to come within a certain amount of time. If all expectations are expired and you're still anticipating the Gula, so therefore there's no time time scale to this, the Gula can come right away immediately. Or the Rebbe said it's ready, therefore the actual fact. Okay, therefore the Gula can come immediately. In other words, I'm being affected. The very fact that I'm anticipating the Gula shows the Gula is affecting me, because from a Gula standpoint, from a logical standpoint, there is no reason to anticipate the Gula anymore. So therefore the fact that I'm still anticipating the Gula means it's not coming from any logical expectation, anticipation, from any Gula's perspective. It's coming from something that's above everything. The Gula is affecting me too. Anticipate the Gula. Therefore, it comes with beyond reason. It's just, it comes with without any time. So this is a sikh which basically comes to the point we're saying here, that the etzem is not, we're not considering the Gula as an entity. It's a Gula as the etzem as it's affecting us. So we, on our own accord, this is the same word here. We, from our own accord, have an anticipation of the Gula. This is what the Gula, the etzem, is affecting us. Okay, just to leave it there now, okay?
The same.
Very good. Go through the sikha next week. I'll go through the sikha next week.
What exactly is it that it's affecting you?
Let me put it in the Avita
means that you're realizing it, that you're working on it, you're doing something.
So, it's affecting you. Okay, when you realize that the Gula is affecting me, so you realize it's right, and it's not my log, then once you realize it's the Gula, then therefore, ultimately I can bring out, if it's, I'm already being affected by Gula, then ultimately I can bring out the whole Gula.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But not forget all of this.
When they say the etzim is affecting, basically what it means, let's take the impossible words. You're sitting by the Rebbe's Verbrengen, the Rebbe's telling you, and you're going along with it. That's what it means. That's what it, yeah? Okay, I'm saying.
Alright.
Okay, okay.
What about nowadays?
We're still going along with it. We're still going to get to the fact you're a Chabad Chosid. This we're going to get to. The fact you're doing Teira Mitzvahs, this we're soon going to get to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that's what the Rebbe says. Everyone does things in Shema. What you're doing is the element of Shema. Because if you would not have this element of Shema, you wouldn't be doing, you wouldn't.
Okay, got it.
Thank you for joining. Gracious guy. Besena. Atzachar Rabba. Chazak.
Where's the Gila?